The young hare wandered round the array, letting her paw run over hilts and handles as she spoke her mind aloud.
Let me see now, Mum. Nothing too heavy for me. I'll never be as big as Rockjaw, Grag or some others. Something simple to carry, quick to reach and light to the paw. Aha! I think this jolly well fit the bill. A fencing sabre.
Gregor smiled approvingly.
I'd have picked that for you myself. Go on, take it down and try it. See how it feels.
Reverently, Deirdre took the sabre from its peg and held it, feeling the fine balance of the long, slightly curving, single-edged blade. It had a cord-whipped handle with a basket hilt to protect the paw. So keen was its edge that it whistled menacingly when she swung it sideways. Suddenly, Lady Gregor was in front of her, brandishing a poker as if it were a sword.
On guard, miss. Have at you.
Steel clanged upon steel as they fenced around the glowing forge, Gregor calling out encouragement to her pupil as she parried blows and thrusts with the poker.
That's the way, miss. Step, step, swing, counter. Now step, 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 thrust. Back step, side swing. Keep that paw up. Remember the blade is an extension of the paw. Keep it flexible. And one, and two, and thrust, and parry. Counter, step, step. Figure of eight at shoulder level. Foot paws never flat. Up, up.
With a quick skirmishing movement, the badger disarmed her pupil, sending the sabre quivering point first into the door.
Enough, enough. Where did you learn sabre fighting, young'un?
Deirdre looked disappointed that she had been disarmed.
From my uncle, Lieutenant Morio, but evidently I didn't learn too well, Mum.
Gregor pulled the sabre from the door, presenting it back to Deirdre, hilt first.
Nonsense. If you'd learned any better, I'd have been slain. What do you want to do, beat the ruler of Salamandastron on your first practice?
The young runner took the sabre back, smiling gratefully.
No, Mum. Thank you for this sabre, and the lesson too.
That same night, the list of new recruits was posted at the entrance to the dining hall, and everyone clamoured around to see who had been promoted to the long patrol. Drill Sergeant Clubrush, who was responsible for day-to-day discipline among the younger set, sat near the doorway of the officers' mess with Colonel Eyebright. The Hares were old friends, being of the same age and having served together many long seasons. Eyebright tapped his pace stick gently against the table edge.
Step me, but I wish Lady Gregor hadn't ordered me to post that confounded list. Just look at 'em. Burst in their bitches to be patrollers, all afire with the stories they've heard, and not a mother's babe of them knows what they're really in for, what?
The sergeant sipped his small beaker of mountain beer.
Aye, sir. Tain't the same as when we was young. You didn't get to be a patroller then till you had to duck your head to get through the doorway. I recall my old pa saying you had to be long enough to be picked for long patrol. I'd have give those young'uns another season yet. Two, maybe. 'Tis a shame, really, sir.